Hello, and welcome to What the Folklore, making sense of senseless tales.
Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.
What's little Jerry got for us today?
Crime tokens.
Ah.
Lest we forget.
Is this what you didn't get to last week?
It's one of them. I forget the other one now.
I mean, it's nature's editor.
Yeah. It's just the passage of time.
Is the ones
and
that
the degradation
you forget.
Of memory.
We're probably not that good anyway.
Yeah.
It's what your subconscious throws away while you're sleeping that doesn't matter.
That is honestly how I like whittle down like project ideas sometimes. Like
sure.
I'll write them down so I have them.
Yeah.
But then like over time I just find that I think about some of them more and return to some of them more. And those are probably the good ones, like the ones that stick in my memory.
It's a safe bet.
That I can like reach back and be like, I should work on something. What's on the shelf? This one's there. Probably because it's good. Because if it sucked, I wouldn't be grabbing it off.
My trouble is some of the projects that I keep returning to are the ones that will not have an end, or at least not one in sight in like 3 years.
Yes.
So they're like long projects, and I gotta get little ones off my plate, but I keep adding new little ones on to it.
Yes. It's always a good time to start 5 or 6 more.
You did also choose to embark on this project, which is indefinite.
Yes.
As far as we know.
Yes, every Tuesday night, I am here.
But crime tokens.
Crime tokens.
You guys are familiar with Spider-Man.
I have watched you swing around.
Are you going to say the word purge in the next minute?
I don't think so.
Okay. Just so I have an idea of where this is headed. Is this going to end up as a purge scenario?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, can't promise.
Yeah, okay. We never know where the crimes will lead them.
But it's not my intent. So Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, the critically and commercially acclaimed video game.
Mm-hmm. From the Marvels.
For the PlayStations.
And Sony, together as one.
Finally, a good Spider-Man game, right?
Finally.
Because there's been a bunch of stinkers, if I remember right.
Well, sure. There's been some good ones and some bad ones. It's a mixed bag. The important point is that there is a concept in this new one called crime tokens, which is when you stop a crime as Spider-Man... I guess criminals give you a crime tokens.
I'm like, thank you.
To like a receipt?
To commemorate.
Yeah.
To prove it?
Yeah.
The Guild of Criminals has to like do a certain amount of crimes, and they have to give receipts when those crimes are stopped so that they can track their movements.
And of course, I was immediately taken by this phrase, being me.
Sure.
It has a good mouthfeel.
Crime token.
It
does. There's a lot of good.
It is scrumptious as a word.
There's vowel sounds. There's different vowel sounds. There's a hard K, which is always fun to say.
Always good.
Tokens.
It tastes like a reward.
Does.
It feels good to get and to say.
I could have sworn that crime tokens was going to be a token that you hand in so that you can commit a crime.
See, Gordy, you're starting to think like me.
This is
dangerous. I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
I mean,
I'm going to vote no because I got to live with now two of you.
See, as much as I like the phrase crime tokens as it is used in Spider-Man the video game,
yeah,
I feel like it has been wasted in that capacity.
Crime receipt.
Yeah. What I want is some sort of system of... like Honor Among Thieves style system where people who are good at crimes give each other crime tokens that they can take to the crime store and pick out nice new gadgets to do better crimes with.
So it's like a crimes currency.
Yes.
Crime specific currency.
Yes.
Do you give them to other people to do crimes? Like, do you pay people for crimes using the tokens?
No. It is solely reflective of the business of crime.
So is it just like, hey, I admire this crime that you did. Here's a crime token just to show my appreciation of your work.
It is the Academy Award of Crimes.
Okay, but here's the trouble with that. Like, it's other criminals crime tokening you.
Mm-hmm.
are you going to spend your crime tokens to say, cool crime, fellow criminal, or are you going to spend your crime tokens at the crime store to do better crimes yourself? Like, I think there's an economical issue here.
I mean, if you are a good criminal, you should respect other good criminals and their super crimes.
I think the way this would work better is if there is, like, a guild committee of crime lords, and they distribute crime tokens to the criminals they feel have earned them, like the Academy Awards.
Mm. I was going to say maybe there's a social contract thing that holds it together. Like, if you are a criminal who does not distribute any crime tokens, you are ostracized in that community.
Sure.
Like, if anybody gets wind that you're hoarding your crime tokens, that is just social ostracization.
Maybe you have to make your own crime tokens, and you can't spend the ones that are registered to you.
Like
you
that,
have to give them out.
I feel like that creates like a complicated minting system.
I don't think
crimes.
So. And it, in fact, creates new crimes because you could find a way to counterfeit your own crime tokens.
Like, counterfeiting.
Can you steal, like, if you steal a crime token from a criminal, does that make you an ultimate criminal and they have to give
you steal,
another one?
If you steal a crime token, that crime token was going to be yours either way.
I mean, you need 8 billion crime tokens at the crime store to get the laser beam to shoot the moon and get the treasure in it.
To write your name on the moon.
Because the moon, as we all know, is a pinata.
Yes, that's what I hear.
I mean, it just does look like a big old egg up there, doesn't it?
Yeah, so you just hatch that open like a...
You just crack that boy open and let the juices run out.
All of the jewels pour down to Earth. So, if criminals
are... It's a fanciful film. is that what that old movie was about where the rocket hits the moon man in the eye? Were they trying to get the treasures in his brain?
Yeah, they're trying to... His brain treasures.
Trying to crack it open like one of those Kinder Egg things.
What's it called? Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
That's the one.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Alien.
Fire in the sky.
Yeah, Sigourney Weaver gets pie in her face. That
Don't
iconic
recall,
shot.
I would be too nervous to pie Sigourney Weaver in the face.
I mean, there will be repercussions.
In any context,
She'll just look at you and you'll feel them in your soul.
Whether I was supposed to or not, I don't think I'd be comfortable doing that.
Criminals were preoccupied with getting crime tokens from each other, they would leave not crime people alone. They would just crime each other.
So it's like that is like a safe zone for crimes, like mm-hmm. really crimes without victims, because they're stealing, like they're stealing
victimless crimes,
from
like stealing from the moon,
like a totally insulated system.
Yes, exactly. I mean, there is a craft to be appreciated in good crimes.
Sure.
It is a shame that people can't practice that. Legally.
Yeah.
I just feel like you're going to have more success forming a crime committee of, like, maybe retired criminals. Like, they've crimed it up. They've had an illustrious career of criming and have now the ability to judge the new, hopeful, like, dyed-in-the-wool criminals mm-hmm. ready to make their way in crime lands. And so, like, every year you have the Crimity Awards where crime tokens are handed out to the best criminals, and they're like, greatest bank heist, coolest kidnapping.
What if there was a race aspect to it?
Like a reality show, The Amazing Race situation?
Well, what if all of these retired crime lords, as you are proposing, mm-hmm. pooled all of their riches and put them on the moon?
Aha.
Or in the moon.
So this is like crime gambling, too.
It's a crime contest.
Okay.
It's a reality
show. What if
show?
They pull other people's riches and put them on the moon? That seems more crimes.
I mean, they already are other people's riches, is the thing.
Or you have to pay crime tax to the crime lords, and that crime tax goes into the
moon. That doesn't sound very crime to me. Paying taxes is not crime.
I just feel like if you're criminalizing... You're not going to want to give all of your crime loot.
Well, they're retired.
Okay, yeah, but they need something to live off of.
No, because they're all on their deathbeds.
Yeah, there's time between. Like, you don't want a bunch of decrepit, like, barely clinging to life people handing out the Academy Awards of Crime.
Or
like,
do you?
Do you not? Do you not want old crime men in exosuits giving out trophies.
This is all televised, right?
Of course.
Like, at least on the dark web.
Of course.
I was going to suggest you get Cake Boss.
It's all televised via Snapchat.
You get Cake Boss to come up with the crimes challenges for them to do.
I mean, he is known for putting people in the back of vans if they displease him.
Like, his show is already borderline crimes.
Would it be too much temptation for one of these old retired crime people to get back in the game?
I mean, that's just more exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, then you got, like, a redemption story.
It is possible that one of these, like, elite crime gurus at the awards reveals...
That, also, it's me. Like, I win.
The winner is me.
I'm the crime geezer, while you've been here, won the crimes.
While you've been here, my minions have broken into each of your crime lairs and taken all your crime tokens to the moon for myself.
Well, the crime tokens are turned in for the laser that pours jewels from the moon.
Unless you want to, like...
Sure.
Unless you're spending your tokens on, like, the littler things to try and improve your crimes and earn more tokens.
Is
this,
yeah.
Like
is
a resource
store
management
to give
situation.
A take? Yeah. Is it a store with just a laser in it? Are there other things?
It's a store there's with like, a laser, and then there's, like, hacking machines.
There's grappling hooks.
There's a cool robot that tells
sweaters.
You facts.
There's
turtlenecks.
Yeah, there's, like, swag.
Face masks. Big bags with dollar signs on them.
One crime token will get you like a trapper keeper with one of these geezers on it.
So that's the relative value. It's like, I don't know, $4.
Did you guys have a school store?
Excuse me?
We had,
in high school or middle school?
In high school, I think we had like something resembling a school store that you never had time to get to because, again, 99 trailers.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what kind of horseshit that is. That doesn't sound right.
I mean, it's a little iffy.
There was one, but like my lockers, it was largely mythological.
I don't know what the profits went towards, but they would sell like notebooks and the things that you'd need to school.
And I think there was some kind of home ec style class mm-hmm. where like part of the job was to run the store to teach you
business.
Teach you business things.
I mean, wouldn't it be cool if they could just give us the notebooks?
It would be great.
Yeah, but they don't even give teachers notebooks
right.
or pencils.
I mean, all of that. I remember in college, this is not related
sure.
to the crime thing, but
we'll get back
now,
to it.
Now I think people are coming around to the idea that schools should provide like everything people need to go there, including lunch
yeah.
for students. Like this is a thing. Like students should be able to eat lunch there without paying for it. It's a suggestion. I made it in a college class in like 2008 and was met with almost universal ridicule for the idea because I thought like if you are forced to be there until you are like 16 or 17, the least they can do is feed you without taking more money while
right.
you're there. It's like maybe we should pay for that and all the other stuff. And it was almost laughed at.
Gordy, do you know who else was met with universal ridicule?
Tesla.
Galileo.
Galileo was met with more than ridicule.
And he knew that there was treasure on the moon. For a fact.
That is what we learned about him in my astronomy class.
That was his number
and
one contribution
right
to science.
In
about,
the end.
About treasure on the moon?
Well, about the things that Galileo cared about. It was him.
Galileo.
Because I know his name, and I don't know who didn't like him. I don't know their names.
The Catholic Church?
Joe, probably.
Yeah, I don't know any of their names.
Just sort of at large.
Pontius Pilate?
Nah. I mean, probably. I don't know if you're going to find...
Probably they wouldn't get along.
Probably not going to find a lot of Pontius Pilate defenders out there, so I'm going to go ahead and smear his name some more. Seems like a pretty safe person to... blast.
To link your lunch thing to Tyler's crimes thing, in college, they were really bad about, like, actually having people on the cash registers at the Valhalla.
At the eat place?
Yeah, it was like the little bodega style thing.
The lunch zone?
Yeah, but not the official one, because they had actual adults staffing the official one, and they would extort their $11 out of the people who didn't have a meal plan.
At Valhalla?
At Valhalla, they had students doing it, which meant that a lot of times just no one showed up to the cash registers, or they'd be dicking around in the back.
Which meant everything was free for the day.
A lot of my friends, who were otherwise upstanding citizens, would take extra sandwiches in their pockets and then just walk out.
Of Valhalla?
Yeah.
Man, I, like, senior year, like, had a burger, and I was taking it to go, and I, like, saw somebody I knew at the door, because, like, the food, like, yeah, was pretty close to the door, and I, like, talked to him for a minute or two, and then completely forgot that I should pay for it, and just, like, walked out and got into my car, and then went, oh, I didn't pay for this, and went back in.
Yeah.
And, like, it was like, hey, I walked out with this by accident, and the dude was basically just like, oh,
whoops.
You could have just gone. Yeah, I don't, like, think anyone, like, would have cared,
none
but
of
okay.
Us, none of us give a shit. Yeah, like, I could not bring myself to do this. I was with people who did it frequently, but I always paid for my food, always the exorbitant prices, and their philosophy was, this college is taking so much money from us for, like, daily living that they can afford a sub sandwich every couple
some
days.
Some deli meats and a mustard.
Yes. So there's your crimes and free lunch connection.
I had a friend in college who played the long con on our dining facility, which was to use his meal plan to, like, you would have credits on the meal plan. Only a select number of times you could go in and get a meal. He would use it for lunch. He would take a nap there. He would wake up at dinner time and eat again.
My friend's grandparents would do that. They wouldn't take a nap, but they would do this at a Chinese buffet in, like, a fairly small town where they lived, and they would just buy the buffet at lunch and stay and talk to people through dinner, and the restaurant eventually instituted a policy and
out.
We're just like, at 3 o'clock you gotta leave and
like,
pay, like, come back in at four and pay again.
That's a good thing, like, if you can get away from that at, you know, like a Golden Corral or something where it's generally too big and no one is paid enough to give a shit what you're doing, like, bring in some work.
Say, like, you bring your D&D game to a Golden Corral, you're good all day. They can't do shit.
That's all you can eat.
You didn't give me a time limit. Yeah, all you can eat. Over what period of time, Golden Corral? Life?
They should do that as a promotion.
That's
come
true.
Come play D&D here.
Yeah.
I think Golden Corrals are probably suffering.
Because the rule is, for other places, as long as you keep buying fries, you're like, you're good. They can't do anything, right? Like, fries and drinks, like, free refills for the most part, but, like, just keep getting little things. You can string that out over, like, a 6-hour session.
Happily ever after. Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, da-ha-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho. Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, she'll live happily ever after.